Good news. My new book is finally here. It's called Handbook for the Heartbroken, A Woman's Path from Devastation to Rebirth. And you can order it now wherever books are sold. I wrote this book after the 5-year span between 2016 and 2020, when I experienced serial heartbreaks that rocked literally every area of my life, my health, relationships, money, career, social status, and even my very sense of self. And along the way, I really got to experience firsthand how dysfunctional our culture's relationship is to loss. I saw how we live in a heartbreak illiterate world that's obsessed with success and shackled with isolation and ignorant of how valuable our suffering can be for our growth and our evolution, not only as individuals, but also as a collective. So this book expands the conversation around loss beyond just breakups and bereavement, although we definitely cover those too, in order to include falls from grace of all kinds, personal, professional, and collective. So whether you're experiencing hardship now or know you have past hurts that are holding you back in certain ways and still need healing, this book is here to support you. It's also a great book to gift to clients, family members, friends, just other women in your world who are going through a challenging time. It will show you that it's only through fully turning toward your heartbreak with support, courage, and compassion that you can heal. So within the loving pages of this book, you will have full permission to fall apart and slowly, organically find your way back to greater wholeness. I'm truly excited to share this with you. It was not a joy to live this journey, but it really was a joy to write it. And you can find it again wherever books are sold, and the audio version of the book is available as well. If you would like some gifts to accompany you on your heartbreak journey, you can get those at handbookfortheheartbroken.com. Those are free. Whenever you order books, you can just send in your invoice or your receipt, and we'll send you those accompanying gifts. Enjoy. Hello, beautiful women. Welcome to She Talks, a space for you to come home to your inner wisdom, which I call your she. I'm Sarah Von Stover, teacher of feminine spirituality and empowerment, best-selling author, and founder of The Way of the Happy Woman. I created this podcast to offer wisdom teachings, or Dharma talks as they're known in the Buddhist tradition, through the distinct lens and voice of the sacred feminine. Because I believe that when a woman gets still and quiet enough to hear the voice of the divine within her, she can finally live true to herself and, in turn, inspire others to do the same. Now, light a candle or simply take a deep breath all the way down into your belly and exhale. Welcome home. Hello, beautiful women. It's been a long time since we connected here on the podcast. I have been on sabbatical for most of 2018, since I shared with you the last series on this podcast, Disrupting the Divine Feminine. And it's been a really rich time for me. I'm doing a lot of massive revision and overhaul in every department of my life, both inner life and outer life. And I'll be gradually sharing some of those with you. One of those is something I'm going to be sharing publicly next week. And for now, I wanted to share with you the audio version of a talk that I gave here in Boulder, Colorado, almost 2 months ago. It was the end of March, and it was an event that Kelly McNellis, who's the founder of Women for One, hosted, called Truth Teller Tour. And this was her inaugural Truth Teller Tour. And she is going to take this on the road to different cities around the US and around the world. It was a really powerful event, a time for women to come together and to share their stories. And as I speak to in this talk, I had some trepidation about participating.
The first trepidation was that I haven't spoken publicly in 2.5 years since my second book, The Book of She, came out. And since then, I've really been in the deepest healing process, the deepest crisis of my life, a series of those. And I wasn't ready to talk about those. I'm going to start talking a little bit more about those next week. Actually, a lot about those next week. And I still wanted to be authentic. So I spoke about the raw and scary and empty space that happens in between a crisis and a rebirth. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope it resonates with you. Women are still contacting me, letting me know how moved they were by this talk. I think that it really speaks to something that is we don't often give voice to. And I do want to note that the audio cuts out a little bit about a third of the way, half of the way through, and it's just very briefly it comes back on. There was just a glitch with the mic, and they had to get me a new mic. But just stay the course when that happens, and you'll be able to hear all the way through until the end. So enjoy, and sending you much love. Bye.
Sarah Von Stover. So, Sarah, when I connect with you, which I know Sarah the least here out of this group, but I feel very connected to you. And why I feel connected to you is I just feel this sweetness and this incredible power in one fell swoop when I experience you. And I just appreciate everything you've done. I've read your books. You're an amazing woman. I'm going to read your bio now. So Sarah Von Stover is a teacher of feminine spirituality and empowerment, best-selling author, and founder of The Way of the Happy Woman. After graduating Phi Beta Kappa and summa cum laude from Columbia University's all-women's Barnard College, Sarah had a cancer scare that led her to move to Thailand. There, she embarked on a decade-long healing and spiritual odyssey throughout Asia and went on to uplift tens of thousands of women worldwide. Sarah has also been featured in Yoga Journal, Huffington Post, Newsweek, Natural Health, ABC, NBC, CBS, and she now lives in Boulder with her dog, Sadie. Welcome, Sarah.
Good evening. Truth, number one, I did not plan what I'm going to say tonight, which is completely out of character for me. Second truth is that I almost didn't speak here tonight. Kelly invited me, she sent me an email, I think it was in January, to speak on a panel, and I asked what it was going to be about, and she said it was going to be about my business and messy experiences with my business. And I asked her what it was going to be about because I hadn't spoken publicly in about 2.5 years, which is unusual for me. The last time that I stood in front of a group like this and spoke was just a couple blocks away at the Boulder bookstore when my second book came out. And normally after a book comes out, I would celebrate. I would rest. I would kind of move into like a maturation or like a summer season of my life after all that hard work. But what happened is that the rug was pulled out from underneath me. And since that time, the past 2.5 years, I've been, I mean, we need to have a new word for what I've been through. Some of my friends are in the audience. A new word other than messy. It was on messy. And when I learned that Kelly had switched this to become a truth teller tour, I emailed her and I said, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I need to know exactly what you want me to be talking about. I thought I was going to be talking about my business. And because I didn't feel like it would be authentic for me to stand up here and tell the story of the past 2 years. Because I don't feel ready to do that. And we had a little bit of back and forth email exchange, and I realized that, I could speak about something else. And my career has been kind of peppered with me telling the truth about very messy situations. And you can find those stories in my books or on YouTube or on my blog or on my podcast. But when I really felt into it, I felt I don't want to talk about any of those things. And I'm also not ready to talk about what I've lived in the past couple of years. But what feels like is my truth right now is to speak about the space in between. And in a lot of ways, the space in between is the hardest space to be in. And so it wasn't until this afternoon that I realized that is my truth that I wanted to stand here and talk about. So tomorrow is Good Friday, and Sunday is Easter. So Good Friday is the crucifixion, and Easter is the resurrection. Friday is the mess, and Sunday is the brilliance. What happens on Saturday? We don't hear about what happens on Saturday. We don't hear what happens between the pain and the rising in the waiting. So there was a lot of pain in my life these past 2 years, like pain that I thought would kill me. At times I wanted it to kill me. There's a way that when grief strikes us in our lives. Kelly mentioned Glennon Doyle. Glennon Doyle talks about being evicted from our lives when hardship strikes. So when we're evicted from our lives, we're kind of just thrown out of the day-to-day normalcy that we normally take for granted. And when we're consumed in the pain, we don't notice that quite as much. But then when we come into the waiting between the death and the rebirth, it can be agonizing. It's this sense of like, I don't know who I am anymore. Like the new person isn't here. The new life isn't here. It's a lot of empty space. It's a lot of patience and faith on the best of days and doubt and despair on the worst of days. And what I've noticed is like the hallmark of the waiting time of the Saturday, of the space between Good Friday and Easter, between messy and brilliance, is the caliber of the questions that we ask ourselves. So it's one thing to stand up here and speak our truth to others. That is a really important thing for us to do to heal and to free ourselves of shame and to knit ourselves back into the fabric of life when we feel like something that we've experienced is just so outside of life. But in order to get there, we need to tell the truth to ourselves. And we need to tell the truth to ourselves or dig for the truth within ourselves by asking questions. Asking really probing, really honest, really precise questions. Like, what was this really here to teach me? And even if this was 95% outside of my control, what is the 5% that was actually in my control? What part did I play in this? A question that I picked up from one of my mentors was, if this phase of my life were never to end, what is the one quality that I would need to cultivate in order to make it through and actually find a sense of enjoyment for the rest of my life? And then the questions about the future, like, who do I want to be next? What would the happiest version of myself do with this situation? What would the greatest expression of myself look like in this moment or in the next 5 minutes? And in order to get to that rebirth, in order to get to that resurrection, I realized that, and I don't think that we take enough time to notice this, is that it's not guaranteed. Like, the rebirth is not a given. The brilliance is not a given. The wisdom is not a given. We have to be willing to stay in the waiting, to stay in the questions without having the answers, to stay in the place of feeling like we don't have that new skin that's grown over us. And so I realized this afternoon that it was important for me to stand here in my truth being that I'm in an in-between place. Like, it's not winter and it's not spring. It's not night and it's not day. And that I know that, you know, a handful of you are probably in the same place in your own way, or have been before, or will be. And this is what the space is like. It's a lot of empty space.
Thank you for carving out this time for yourself. If you're longing to live these teachings in your daily life, come on over to thewayofthehappywoman.com and join our free 13-day e-course, 13 Signposts for a She-Centered Life. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Way of the Happy Woman. And if you enjoyed this talk, I and the women in the world who need it would be so grateful if you shared it with them. And better yet, if you leave us a review on iTunes. Until next time, I'm sending you my heartfelt support. Thank you so much for being part of our sisterhood.